It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
All week, Melissa and I have been working hard to make the Chicago Bears America's team. We've already gotten Detroit on board, or at least two of the three in Detroit. We've gotten Minneapolis on board, and now we're taking this campaign country. Joining us right now is one of our favorite guys from the country world, Mr. George Burge.
Hey.
What's up, George Burge?
What's up, Georgie?
I am just kicking my feet up in Nashville and talking to some of my favorite people, Melissa and Austin. How are you guys?
You know, that's funny you say that.
So sweet.
Because you are one of our favorite people, George.
You know, I think as many times as we've come and visited, and I really think my last hang with Captain Cocktail was what
He cannot let that go. He loves Captain Cocktail.
Gosh.
But I'm always irritated because Austin is giving himself his own nickname. Okay. And my argument was you can't give yourself a nickname.
But
it has to be given to you by somebody else.
Yeah, but George said that the nickname outweighs the me giving it to myself. It's such a good nickname.
It is a pretty good nickname.
Captain Cocktail may have to make a trip south because you're going to be in Hobart.
We are. That's literally the first show of the tour. So we are kicking the show, the whole thing off close to you guys. Apparently, it's going to be a big party down there. We have been in rehearsals all week, so we got all kinds of new music, a new light show, smoke, kinds of crazy stuff. It's going to be a big look for us.
Anything like your low-dose show that you did at Joe's on weed, I will say this. If anyone in and around Hobart, even those dusting off the statue of Melissa in the town square of Portage.
Thank you very much.
You need to go and check out George Burge live.
George, the Chicago Bears. People are pumped up.
Uh-huh.
We're in the playoffs.
Guys, that's right.
I'm not going to lie. The 0-2 start, I was not real optimistic on what y'all's season was going to look like. And all of a sudden, you guys just caught some fire. I'm a Cowboys fan at heart. I can relate to the misery of, you know, struggling to make it to the playoffs.
Okay, so George, that's essentially kind of why we called you this morning. This might rub you the wrong way, but we've been trying to make Chicago the new America's team. We want everyone to jump on the Bears bandwagon, especially going up against those dang Green Bay Packers. We've already gotten WYCD in Detroit with Josh, Rachel, and Grunwald. We got Josh and Rachel on board. We got Thunder and PT in Minneapolis.
Now, we want to know if we can get you on the bandwagon.
Listen, this is a huge ask to give up the title of America's team.
I know.
Here's the deal I will make with you guys. Because the Cowboys are not going to be making a playoff run, what if we loan y'all the title for this year?
Ooh, now I like that.
You know what?
That's fair.
You know? Yeah.
And then when the Cowboys are good again, we can have it back.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Good, better, best, baby.
Good, better, best.
Yes. Exactly.
He is an adopted Chicagoan.
Yeah, you are. 100%.
Hobart, Indiana, January 22nd, as a Thursday night, a thirsty Thursday. Why not throw back a couple of drinks with Captain Cocktail and George Burge?
Hey, and Melissa, I want a drink too.
What are you
out of drinking?
Martini Melissa. Is that
ooh,
what we're
going to have? And you know what, Austin? He gave me that nickname,
okay,
so I can take
you
it.
That, though, okay?
Thanks, George. Oh, my God. I'm Martini Melissa.
It might even be better than Captain Cocktail.
I know.
Oh, I'm totally keeping that.
That's
awesome.
George, we absolutely love you, man. Cannot wait to see you January 22nd in Hobart. And thank you for loaning us the title of America's team. And we can't wait for you, along with us, to cheer on our Chicago Bears this weekend.
Bear down, baby.
Oh, my God. This is the best call ever.
Melissa, you think we should get one more country artist on board tomorrow?
I think that would be such a good idea. We're on a roll right now.
All right. I've got someone in mind who you absolutely love.
Yeah?
We're going to call him this time tomorrow. Bear down!
Bear down!